BSing with.
Who?
BSing with.
What?
BSing with Sean K. BSing with.
Who?
BSing with.
What?
BSing with Sean K. BSing with.
Who?
BSing with.
What?
Hey, welcome to the BSing with Sean K podcast. I'm your host, Sean Neese. And on this show, I have long-form interviews with artists, activists, comedians, bloggers, musicians, anybody who's living outside the box and pursuing their creative and intellectual passions. And I also sometimes provide a platform for opinions not often heard in the mainstream media. And this is episode 90. And on this episode, I'm going to play you a conversation I had with Samara Riviera and
Vermix Van Coy.
And I know both of them from improv. And Samara is an actress. She's currently working on a short film called Linda that she is writing, directing, and starring in.
She's been featured in music videos for Enrique Iglesias and The Weeknd, and she has acted in commercials for Bank of America and Disney Junior.
And she is also working on several screenplays and books. And Vermix is a bilingual singer-songwriter, and he performs original dance music and R&B. His voice and singing style has led him to winning performances on MTV's Say What Karaoke, ABC's Gimme the Mic, and Telemundo's
Las Comadres con Gloria B,
where he sang in Spanish. He has worked with Diane Warren, R. Kelly, and Nick Martinelli, and he has composed his own music in different genres. His debut EP, My Destiny, can be found on all music outlets. In the past, he's worked with Simca the Band, and now you can see him perform all over New York in New Jersey with his latest band, Diamonds and Jupiter. And one of his latest achievements was winning the singing competition on the popular Spanish language variety show, Sabado Gigante, on Univision. And you can hear his latest single, Made Me Cry, on all music outlets. This episode was recorded at 353 Studios at West 48th Street, and like I said, I think in previous episodes, I'm trying to do more interviews in person because I think that really adds a lot to the conversational feel to the episode when you're physically in the same room with someone and talking to them, and it also just makes it more of an experience. I was telling the woman who worked behind the desk at the studio when I was recording another interview today, was saying it, like she understood, you know, why I feel that way, because she said, you know, it's like, she made a good analogy. She said it's like seeing a print of a painting versus seeing the original copy that was painted by the actual artist. Or it's like listening to something on your iPod versus going and seeing it live. Like, it really adds, like, a lot to it. Of course, it's more effort to go in there and book the studio and everything, but I don't know, to me it's worth it. I don't know. I enjoy it more even though it's more of an effort to do. But yeah. And anyway, without further delay, here's the conversation and I hope you enjoy it.
Alright, so today I have with me Vermix.
Hi everyone, from BSing.
And Samara
Riviera.
And you're both actors, right? And also you're a photographer too.
That's a hobby. Photography is a hobby for me.
And you do music and
I'm a musician, singer, songwriter. Yes. Yeah.
So I guess just introduce yourself and talk about what you do.
Well, my name is Samara Riviera, and I'm an actress and an author. I'm also about to get my first book published, and a filmmaker. I'm making my first film.
Nice. My name is Vermix Van Coy. I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been singing for 20 years, over 20 years. singing, recording with different artists. And right now I am also doing a show with Samara Rivera, which is called
Monday Nights Are a Bitch. It's like a table talk show.
Right.
So that's a show you upload to. It's kind of like a podcast for some.
Yeah, but it's video. On IGTV and YouTube.
And so you guys have been doing projects together for a long time. How long have you both been like in the entertainment?
Yeah, since we met in Miami back in like mid 2005, 6.
Yeah, like it was actually on Monday nights.
It was on a Monday night show.
Which was at Laundry Bar.
We used to do shows like lip sync shows, and then he would sing.
They invited me to perform there one night, and then we just started working every Monday. So the concept of it was it's a bar laundromat. So everybody would go do their laundry and wash their clothes and have a drink. So then they would see us perform.
Yeah.
Nice. So then it kind of grew from there, I guess.
Yeah, our friendship first, and then, you know, working together, doing shows on and off different places. And then we both ended up here in New York, and we've been here in New York. I've been here in New York for 5 years now.
I've been a little bit more back and forth, Florida and here. Working on different projects in Florida. I was singing in Sábado Gigante. It's a Spanish channel 23. And I won singing Juan Gabriel's song, which is a Mexican composer who was very famous and passed away recently. And I did one of his numbers and I won. And then after that, I just came back to New York. I missed it.
And then, you both did improv.
Yeah.
I guess so that is that help like with the stuff you do like
I've been doing improv for many years. I started in Hollywood, and some of the biggest laughs I had in my life literally have been in improv. The other place has been with my family, because my family has a really good sense of humor.
Right.
But improv, I love. I'm obsessed with it. I go every week, you know. I'm always there.
Eucalyptus, I think it's your team.
Our team started
I don't know, they changed it twice. Andrew Lloyd Webber Rejects. We used to be Andrew Lloyd Webber Rejects,
yeah.
Our group. But then it kind of just dismantled because...
Then it changed to Lightning Bolt?
Something, yeah.
Well, I haven't been for a little while, but I kind of like... It was my first time when I started with improv with you guys. And I've enjoyed it. It's been really cool. It's helped me with like ad-libbing and singing and performing and speaking to people.
Yeah, I recommend improv to everybody because it's sort of like it helps you open up. It helps you, whatever kind of job you have, where you go to an interview, a job interview or something, if you take improv classes, it really helps you like open up and feel comfortable with just coming up with answers of random questions that they ask you.
Right, especially when you're all nervous.
Yeah, it helps you with that. So, you know, everybody and anybody out there, I recommend improv classes to
you.
Yes.
And even if, I guess even with music or like acting in a film, you want it to seem spontaneous, even though it's pre-written.
Right.
So that can kind of help with that too, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of comedians that become actors, they improvise. So it's, you know, people are always talking about behind the scenes that, oh, you know, this actor made me laugh because he improvised and that was so funny. I had to, you know, they had to cut the scene.
Right.
So, yeah, a lot of actors use improv.
Yeah, Steve Ling has been very nice to do the classes on Mondays. So we wanted a shout out to Steve.
Yeah, shout out to Steve.
For having us in his improv classes.
Yeah, and you can hear him on episode 80.
Oh,
this podcast, the improv
cool.
special.
Oh, yes. Cool.
I feel like a lot of the episodes this year has been like an advertisement for his improv.
Well, thank God to him because he's connected us all.
Yeah. Correct. Yeah, thank you so much.
So that's a good thing.
So you appreciate that. Now we know BSing with Sean K.
Yeah.
Yes. Bullshitting with Sean East.
Right. The unabbreviated, uncensored.
So, Linda, like, what can you say about that?
Linda is my passion project. I wrote it, I'm starring in it, and I wasn't supposed to direct it because it's my first film, but I had gotten another director, and on the day that we were shooting our first scene, it turned out that he was not going to work out. so that I was panicking, and I already knew that I wanted to be a director, but I just didn't want to direct on this first film because I didn't want to write, start, direct, produce, everything. But then, you know, it didn't work out with the other directors, so I said, well, I guess I'm directing. So I'm directing my first short film. It's a drama, very black and white, classic Hollywood, almost a touch of film noir. So that's my passion project.
Good for you. I think life pushes you to have to do what you maybe didn't want to, but you really secretly did want to do. That's good. Good for you. Exactly. Congratulations.
Yeah. So you never thought like you'd want to direct something on your own?
I always thought I'm a bossy bitch, yeah. So by nature I become. So I always knew that I was going to direct, but I just didn't want it to be this first time because it was my first time, and like I said, doing everything, I was like, I'd rather someone else direct, but then it turned out that I
So you're saying the directors are bossy bitches?
Yes, they should be. I hope they are, because, you know, they'll get the job done correctly.
Yeah, well, it's in the name, direct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Direct.
But so is this autobiographical at all? Is it?
No, not at all. It's more like I'm a writer. So when you're a writer, your eyes and ears are always open. You sit in the back of the bar and you watch people and you listen to people, like an improv. You know, I watch people, I listen to people, and I learn from other people's experiences, and even from friends telling me things and their lives, and like also things that I wish I could be a Broadway diva, you know. So this character, I made her a Broadway diva. So it's a little bit of everything. I just take from different inspirations. I take from a lot of the classic films that I'm a big fan of, like Valley of the Dolls, All About Eve, and, you know, all of my favorite actresses like Linda Darnell, Liz Taylor. So, you know, I take a little bit of everything, and everything inspires me in this lifetime. I'm just so inspired by everything in art and life.
So I guess like the older films got you into acting, or?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, my favorite actresses were Linda Darnell, Rita Hayward, even up to Raquel Welch and Brooke Shields, all these actresses, the Mexican actress Lucia Mendez. I was watched them growing up, and I was inspired, and I wanted to be like them, and then I just made myself like them, you know, or at least a character.
And I guess your music, what's going on with the music here?
Well, I had the opportunity and blessing to work with Alvin Moody. He's a producer that worked with Whitney Houston and a whole bunch of other celebrities. And he's in the music industry now. Unfortunately, he's really busy, not in the country. So I am searching for other studios to record and work with other producers and come up with a new genre. Just, you know, try other genres, not stick to the same thing, and see where that takes me.
So how would you say, like, doing acting, like, in what ways is it similar and different to doing music?
Well, it's a lot to think of. I mean, I know that improv helps out with, like, improvising and just, you know, speaking to people before you sing. But when you're singing, you have to remember the song, memorize it, have it memorized, kind of like a script. And you have to play the part like you're acting without being so dramatic within positioning and how you put your features and face. But I just let it flow and I just have fun, and I enjoy it. I'm very passionate about singing.
Yeah, so you think that that's more like your thing now than acting?
I love them both, but I mean, when you're telling me what elevates my spirit, like when I'm doing it, and how I feel heightened and like I'm like overwhelmed with happiness and joy, is singing, is music, yes.
So like, how does the entertainment industry like vary from like California to Miami and New York?
I'd say that Latinos are more in Florida. The Latin music is more in Florida, in Miami. Here, I have the opportunity also of having work because there's not much Latin musicians. And when they need me in my band to sing Latino music, then I'm lucky because there's not many singers in the band that are singing Spanish music. So fortunately, I sing both languages, and it helps me to get more work.
Nice. And are you working on any project? You said you're working on a project together too, right?
Like Monday nights.
Monday nights are
a bitch.
Yeah, we just kind of decided to do... Actually, it's a rebound because I used to do this show with my friend Sassy.
Right.
And we came up with a talk show, and we would interview like local New York City artists. And we called it Monday Nights Are a Bitch. We used to air it live. You know, when they started the live streaming back then, and we used to do it then. But then we just stopped doing it because we both moved away to California. And then just recently I just said, hey, why don't we revamp right. Monday Nights Are a Bitch as a new table talk show. We don't have celebrity interviews or anything like that because I'm tired of doing interviews, interviewing people. Like, I feel I've done that, and it's, you know, I've interviewed some fabulous, awesome people and red carpets, but now I feel like I just want to talk and talk everything about, that we've learned in life and our life experiences that we're, it has taken us. I would like to share that with people and
see what they think.
Yeah,
and
see
comment
what they
and
think.
Let us know. Mm-hmm. You know, expansion, and we talk about spiritual topics, and we talk about gay topics. We talk about every topic.
We talk about sex.
We talk about sex.
That's what people want to hear because those are our most viewed videos.
That's right.
Sex. People want to hear that. It's,
that's right.
We got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, you know? And we're a great combination because I'm kind of like, you know, giggly, shy, and
yeah.
Samara's not so shy.
I have to be the bitch. I have to be the one that comes out and says, okay, let's get to the point, or come
right.
on, give us the dirt, give us the tea. You
right,
know,
right.
I like have to keep it moving.
Right, and I give everyone my opinion on, you know, a gay man's opinion within who I am and what I do in my life and my spiritual views and how it's helped me become a better person. And we have Nacy as well, Nacy Villarta.
Yeah, we have Nacy Villarta.
Who's not here at the moment, but she is, tell everyone.
She's in Staten Island.
In Staten Island.
We also had my niece, Yahida. So we have like different people coming in and out.
Right.
All the time. We like to have, you know, spice it up and do different perspectives. So we have that, and yeah.
Cool.
We're just having fun with it. It's just our Monday night, our own little project that we do for IGTV and
yeah.
YouTube.
So check it out, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So is there like a somewhere you want to take that in the future?
Well, I mean, we're
if
just having fun with
yeah.
it. I mean, obviously, if Netflix wants to pick it up, yeah,
yeah.
we're down to it, you know?
Yeah.
I know there's some people that got discovered. I interviewed this one guy, and he was doing YouTube videos, and he said he just got discovered by Ellen, and now they moved him to L.A. and to be on the Ellen show, and he's
wow.
a correspondent. So you never know, but we're not thinking
yeah.
about that.
We're
just
having
fun.
We're thinking about the creative part of it.
Yeah,
of it.
We're thinking
what,
about, like, the subjects.
The,
what
the
we
subjects,
wanna...
how important, you know, it is to ask the right, you know, topics.
But I guess kind of connecting with the audience.
Correct.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
urban
I think,
audience, the, you know, all types of audiences.
I think people relate because we're being as real as we can. Like, I'm putting myself out there.
That's
you know?
What I said. That's
and
what
I
was
like, I saw the, you know, repercussions of that, but I was like, you know what? I have...
What do you
I,
mean I'm, repercussions? You get inboxes all the time.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, okay, you know what? This is me, and it's time, you know, people see other side of me.
Right, right.
And I think people connect when you're being real and honest.
Yeah.
And putting
yeah,
it
I
out
mean,
there.
My spiritual views, I mean, I even believe in afterlife, and not everybody believes in afterlife.
And aliens.
And
we
aliens.
Talked about that.
And like, things like that. So my topics are something that, you know, whoever's resonating with it, so be it. Because I'm sure everybody sees things, different things, and believe in different things.
So, like, given your beliefs, but, like, keeping it kind of open.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. Keeping it open. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I guess, what have you both learned, like, through trying to make it in the entertainment industry? And what have you...
It's who you know. Because
that's
a lot
the truth.
Of people out there don't have talent, and they're winning Golden Globe Awards
Correct.
For Best Acting. They're winning
Grammys,
Billboard Awards. So, and
I think
I,
it's all about
know,
working in your craft, loving what you're doing,
yeah.
discipline, never giving up, keep going, and surpass all those, you know, barriers that are created by ourselves or other people, belief systems. And when you just surpass all that, I think everything just starts opening up because of your belief system.
And I think we just came up with our next subject to talk about on Monday Night Bitch. Do you need talent to make a successful career in this lifetime?
Correct.
That's an interesting question because I don't want to talk bad about people that don't have talent.
No. I mean, it's like a motto. It's like a woman
but
who's
I'm
not
just,
that pretty.
I'm just wondering, right. like, yeah. what is it? Did they work really hard? Did they know the right people? Did they have sex with the right people or what? You know?
No, I think it's...
I guess it's like
you become a
persistency,
right.
too.
But you're also
how
a product.
Persistently you do it.
Yeah, you're also a product where it's like a model who's not very pretty, and then you have a very good makeup artist, and then you have a very good stylist, and everybody works as a team and make her look amazing. So I think that's part of also what...
But how did she get there to become that model?
She
that's
believed in herself no matter what, no matter how she looked, and no matter
right,
how not
right,
talented
right.
she was
right,
or
right,
how
right.
pretty she was, right?
Right, right. Okay, I guess believing in yourself, that's a big...
Yeah, belief system.
So what other projects are you working on?
I was just emailing with my editor. Someone is interested in publishing my children's book. It's my own take on Cinderella. It's called Cinderelle. And I'm really excited, really proud of it. And it's like a little book that I wrote when I was in college, and we had a final, and they said, write a children's book. Was our final, and I was like, okay. So I wrote it, and I got a good response back then, even in my class. And then a lot of people said, oh, you should publish it. And
right.
I was like, oh yeah, cool, whatever. You know, I never thought that was possible. And then, you know, 15 so many years later, you know, I decided to revamp it again, bring it back, and, you know, really do it well. And I send it to a publishing company, and they replied right away, so I was like really excited. So that's actually my immediate project that I should be working on right now.
Right, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, I mean, I'm like that too. Like, I'll have like certain projects on the back burner, and then I'll go back to them later.
Yeah.
With me,
yeah.
I'm gonna be grabbing my guitar and start writing songs and going to auditions and or just performing like open mic. Like we were talking about earlier. And I'm also planning on doing videos about like singing poetry and explaining my viewpoints through the poetry and why I wrote the song and what the song is about and what I meant by saying certain things, because a lot of people are not, everybody has different depths of what they're trying to express, and not everybody gets it. So,
sort of so behind the music.
Yeah, so kind of the videos
the
would be.
The story behind the music.
Right, that's my plan.
Yeah, and I guess lyrics are poetry in a way,
yeah.
only more regimented, maybe. Well, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah, it's how you say it and how you sing it. When you're singing it, I guess, mm-hmm. it could be a word that's used different ways, so it's just depending on how you put it together.
And you mentioned open mic. You said you performed at the same one, Stark Reality, open mic that was here at 353 Studios. Yes.
Yeah.
Viviana Duncan, shout out to Viviana.
Shout out to Viviana.
Yeah, she was on this podcast. I actually only know about this studio because of her. Well, I went on like a couple auditions here after that, too.
Right. Well, I have a poet friend. His name is Ken Thompson. Hi, Ken. And he invited me. And when I got here, my phone... They didn't have the wire from my phone to perform, so I was like, I couldn't do it.
At this studio,
unfortunately. But I'm planning to come back again and come to her show and sing and perform for everyone.
Yeah, she has like a meetup thing for it.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yes, she's really nice.
She's
and,
really about like no censorship, like anybody
right.
can come on that kind of thing.
And there's a lot of talent out here in New York City. I mean, we know this. It's so like...
This is where everybody comes.
This is where everybody comes. It's amazing. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so I guess I'm just kind of, like, I've always been here. Well, I mean, it's like only, like, I'm
it's
only, like, 37
minutes. Do you live
there
now?
yeah, like, 37-minute train.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like,
well,
yeah.
I mean, you're part of New York. You're one of the artists here.
Yeah. Good.
So, I guess, any final thoughts or anything either of you would like to...
Say. Well, I guess the promotion part of it, why we're here, and thanking you so much, BS, Sean, Kate, for having us. You can check my music out on iTunes. My name is Vermex Van Croy, or at Vermex Van Croy Music on Instagram, or YouTube Vermex Van Croy. Thank you.
And my IGTV and IG Instagram is Samara L. Riviera, which I'm sure you'll write in the description,
in
my
the
name.
Description.
And La Riviera Films on YouTube. And then my website is samaralriviera.com. Check everything out there. All the links to all my social media are on there.
Yes, correct. Mine will be there as well.
Will you have your website?
Yes, I have my website. It's just longer.
All right, well, thank you both for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
It was fun.
Yeah, good chat.
Thank you.
That was the conversation, and I hope you enjoy it. I will post a link to both of their websites in the description of this episode. And yeah, I really enjoyed talking to them. I enjoyed recording that episode in person at 353 Studios. And it's just, it's neat how everything connects, because I found out about that place through Viviana Duncan, who hosts that open mic that I did an article on, and also a BSing episode on, episode 57. And we actually did that. This is the second interview I've done there, because Viviana booked that space for us to do her interview when we did her interview. And like Vermex said, you know, he's performed there. So it's just neat how everything's connected. And I don't know, like one thing leads to another. And I don't know, I don't know what I believe like about destiny or whatever, but I feel like all the events in my life kind of synchronize in a way. I don't know if anybody else gets that feeling. And like sometimes a certain event that doesn't seem important, you realize it's important later on because it led to something else. But also, I think I want to start being more spontaneous with these episodes and start bringing more fun into them. I don't want to just ask questions. I think in the earlier episodes of the show, I was very formal and just kind of, you know, traditional interviewing questions. And I don't know, there's a fun side to me too. You know, I'm starting to bring that more, like with this episode and some of the episodes I've recorded after this episode, you know, more more of a spontaneous feel to it, you know, a real BSing. That's about all I have to say. Yeah, I mean, I'll post the links to their websites, check them out, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
BSing with
who?
BSing with
what?
BSing with Sean K. BSing with